Mr. John Parato has been covering the Pirates, I don't know, as long or longer than anybody in this town. And Johnny, you're on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted HVAC provider and plumbing provider for over 50 years. I would have to believe, even including Gerrit Cole, McCutchen, Alvarez, whoever else, that this is the most hyped debut of any Pirate prospect you've ever seen.
Yeah, I would have to say that. Like you said, Alvarez and Cole obviously were big deals, and especially Cole because that was planned a few days ahead. But I can't think of any bigger than this, especially as much as Skeens has been hyped, and not only been hyped, Joe, but he's lived up to all of the hype so far in his brief professional career.
What's fair to expect? Not only Saturday, but the rest of the season, Johnny, and accompanying that, if you had to guess at a pitch count for Saturday, what would it be?
My guess would be they'll probably let him go 75 or 80. His highest pitch count in AAA was 77. So I would say somewhere in there, maybe a touch longer if he's having a relatively easy outing, which certainly we won't know if that's the case or not. Maybe they let him go to 85. At the most, but it's interesting what to expect. I hope people don't expect he's just going to dominate the way he did in AAA, because obviously the big leagues is a big jump up from AAA. The competition's better. Not to say he'll get hit around a lot, but he probably will get hit around now and again, and I'm not saying Saturday, but I think the expectation is to come up and be a quality starting pitcher, but to post a 0.99 ERA or whatever it is, 0.91, that's asking a little much for any young pitcher, any pitcher on the whole. But I do believe he's in position to succeed both physically and mentally.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net and the all-important text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates Personal Injury Law Firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. So that's interesting about expectations. And I want to ask you about Rookie of the Year, because the Vegas odds say right now that Jared Jones is third, and then you have Yamamoto from the Dodgers second, and is it Imaniga from the Cubs? He's 5-0 with a 1.08 earned run average, so he's got a big leg up on Skeens, but it wouldn't surprise me if he made a run at this, John.
Oh, I think he's getting called up early enough to do it. May 10th will be his first game. So, or May 11th, I should say. And, that gives him, it obviously puts him a little behind. But if he pitches lights out, or pitches not even quite lights out, but really, really good, then, I think he has enough time to close the gap on those other pitchers you mentioned and possibly win Rookie of the Year. And, the Pirates have only had one Rookie of the Year ever in their history in Jason Bay. And it's kind of different to see them have two pitchers both have a chance to be Rookie of the Year this year. And that's really kind of a neat thing, kind of a cool thing for the fans to follow all season.
Jason Bay, all-star.
I also say,
and rookie of the year.
We miss Paul today desperately. I also think that having him and Jared Jones right now, young and healthy, makes it imperative for Bob Nutting and Ben Cherington to take advantage. Not next month, or plan on next year or the year after that. Johnny, they're young power pitchers, which makes their profession very precarious. They play in Pittsburgh, which means to expect them to get to a second contract here, or to, the big contract after they lose team control, might be unrealistic. Plus, it's pro sports, which is you can't predict it. I think while they're young, while they're healthy, starting now with the rest of this year, they might have the best rotation in the division right now, that it's incumbent on Cherington and Nutting to try to maximize this while they're healthy, while they're here. Do you agree with that? And what form might that take?
Yeah, I think that the whole rebuilding and wait to next year or wait to 2027 or whatever their plan is has to go out the window now. Like you said, Joe, and you know what you just said makes 100% sense. I mean, you have two young pitchers, guys who certainly Jones has shown he can produce at a major league level, and I see no reason why Skeens won't have success too at the major league level. Because Skeens is even more talented than Jones, who is very talented. So, yeah, I mean, you have these two pitchers, and like you said, you're not going to have them forever. And I always recall a conversation I had with Garrett Cole, his rookie year. He said, they never had a great pitcher in this organization, have they? Like a signature Hall of Fame guy. And I said, no. And he goes, I would like to be that guy. And I said, Garrett, they'll never pay you what you're worth if you end up being that guy. And he has turned out to be that guy. And as we've seen, he's long gone down the road for many years now.
Yeah, I just think that that's – and people may want to say, well, that's a bummer to say they, you know, injuries are out there. Pirates might not pay them. It's actually, for me, the opposite of that. It's let's celebrate this moment right now while they're healthy and take advantage of it. And if that means trading some other young pitching to get some offense here by any means necessary to improve this lineup to give you a better chance to win, then do it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And they have the pitching depth, not so much at AAA now with Skeens and Jones both up, but at AA they have Bubba Chandler, Anthony Solometo, Thomas Harrington's coming off the IL and started pitching in the Florida State League. They have some pitching prospects who are coveted by other teams, and I think at some point, and I'm with you, the sooner the better, they need to maybe turn one or two of these pitchers into a couple of hitters so they can give Skeens and Jones run support, because as good of pitchers as they are, as the great Larry Doty, the Pirate general manager of years past, once said, you can't win a game nothing.
Look at Jones. Wasn't Jones's last start 1-0? This lineup, a disaster. There's no kind way to say it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised. I thought some of these guys would hit better than they did, but, you know, it's one thing to say they're in a slump if it's like a week and a half. This has been going on for a month now, and they haven't hit. And I think that now it's no longer a slump. It's just a bad offensive team that needs help. And the fact that they've barely changed anybody, even just for the appearances of trying, is quite disappointing. I mean, I know they don't have all these great guys at AAA ready to come up, but they do have some guys hitting, and you would think they would at least give them a chance.
It's mind-boggling. I mean,
it is.
Triolo and Alika Williams appear to be the same guy, like good gloves, and Williams is coming back to earth, but light hitters who hit for exactly zero power. Like, what is happening here?
I don't know. It seems to me like a lot of hitters are caught in between, and, you know, they've made a very conscious effort the last 2 years to cut down on strikeouts and work counts better and not swing at so many bad pitches, which is admirable. But I think they've gone the other way now that they're too passive and they let too many good pitches go by because they're thinking more about trying to draw a walk or run up a pitch count instead of hitting the ball. And there's a very fine line there, and the Pirates have crossed it both ways here in the last 3 years, from going from swinging at everything to swinging at nothing.
Johnny, you're a wonderful man. Everybody excited about Saturday. I look forward to getting your perspective on that game. Thanks, man.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to it, too, and I'm a jaded old man that's seen pretty much everything, but I'm excited about that.
You're not as old as Ron.
True. That's one thing I can always say.
Thank you, Johnny. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Joe. What's up, pal?